My name is Silva Sevlian, and I'm a first-year graduate student in the Master's for Public Diplomacy, and I recently spent 12 days in Dubai. It was my first trip out of the country, and we had the opportunity to visit with political leaders and the American University of Dubai and meet with cultural attachés and do a lot of fun stuff.
Now, what are cultural attachés?
Leaders in the cultural movement in a country. They represent the culture of Dubai. They study it. They work in the business of culture, I guess you would say.
So tell me about the different things that you did and give me a little background on the program.
Okay. Annenberg has a connection with the American University of Dubai through Dean Wilson and through Philip C. And so the 12 students from the Master's for Public Diplomacy program visited the university, attended talks, and the university also arranged for us to meet media executives with Al Arabiya and an American, English language newspaper called The National. And they arranged for other visits, such as a desert trip where we got to go into the desert of Sharjah. We got to ride on camels and eat amazing food in the desert and watch the sunset, and it was beautiful. So it was really a combination of education, studying the politics of the country, and also studying the culture.
So what's a big takeaway, I guess, you would have from your full Dubai experience?
I really think the biggest takeaway for me, I was the only student who had not left the country. So a lot of the things that I was looking for were really specific things to come from the United Arab Emirates. For instance, food that was Emirati and fashion that was Emirati. When I wanted to bring back souvenirs, I wanted to bring something back from Dubai. And I feel like the country is still very young, the country of UAE, and the culture is developing. And it was a beautiful time to visit the UAE because so much was happening in terms of architecture. There are buildings, you know, being built before our eyes. And I know the next time I go to Dubai, these buildings will be completed. And there's just so much happening. The student life was just so alive. And it seemed like the students at AUD were so welcoming. And I'm so excited to learn about the communications field. So the cultural takeaways are really experiencing a country while it's still developing in a very interesting manner. I felt like I was in the 22nd century with these buildings and with the type of lifestyle Dubai has to offer.
So it was really futuristic. What are, I guess, a big difference that you saw in the Dubai culture from America?
If I had one complaint, I felt like it was so much like America in the sense that what we do here, at least what I do as a student, as a 22-year-old, I go to cafes. I really enjoy eating. There are a lot of cafes there. There were lots of places to eat. The architecture was the futuristic part. I felt like the architects who designed these buildings like doodled something on a napkin at a restaurant and then said, you know what, I could build that. And it was just like these beautiful buildings, buildings that are twisting, buildings that are connected through. It was just unbelievable. And that's the part that made me feel like I was somewhere else. Really, I think that's the whole point of a cultural exchange, is to take something from there and also to realize how similar we all are. I definitely recommend visiting Dubai, visiting the surrounding Emirates, because as Americans, it really gives us an opportunity to see how the Middle East is developing, and studying the rate at which they're developing, I think, is really important.
Do you think that you would go back?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It'll always have a special place in my heart because it was my first international experience, and the way that the people were so welcoming, the people meaning like the American University of Dubai and its students, I would love to go back. I know that we made friends that we will have for a very long time.
How was it dealing with the language barrier?
I was expecting there to be a language barrier, and there was not one. Everyone spoke English. A lot of people were bilingual. Another thing about what made it so American is that it was just a melting pot of cultures. The diverse makeup is a little different from that of like Los Angeles. There are a lot of Indian people, a lot of Persians, a lot of Lebanese. And so it was really like a melting pot. We had the most amazing Lebanese food. We had Persian food, Indian food. A lot of the souvenirs I brought back were Indian. And so a lot of people are bilingual there. And it could be Arabic and English. It could be, you know, Farsi and English. It's just English is that connecting string when it comes to language.